Well, Major League Baseball's regular season is winding down. In Colorado, the Rockies are struggling to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2009. If they make it, the team will be in the spotlight, and so will its portly and cuddly mascot, the purple Triceratops Dinger. Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vella has more on the mascot some fans love to hate.
Let's start with one fact. People love dinosaurs. Think of the Flintstones and Jurassic Park. So, Rockies fans, it's got to be cool that your team's mascot is a dinosaur, right? I mean, how many other teams can say their mascot was hatched from a giant egg in front of a sold-out crowd?
He's just kind of cheesy looking.
Seems a little too cartoonish, I guess.
Semi-worthless.
I just think he's kind of a dweeb.
Whoa, that was Paula Gist, Daniel Combs, Tim Melton, and Dan Olds all dissing Dinger. Old says Dinger pales in comparison to other Colorado sports mascots.
I mean, like the other teams, like, you know, Miles for the Broncos is kind of intimidating. Rocky for the Nuggets is, you know, fun and goofy and messes around with fans. Dinger kind of just bounces around like Barney.
Asking Rockies fans their opinions on Dinger is kind of like bringing politics up at Thanksgiving. You get some seriously passionate responses, not just from haters, but from passionate defenders, too. Folks like Tyler Pruitt and his brother Dakota.
For people who are saying that Dinger is not exciting enough are the people that just show up when the Rockies are winning.
Come on. Just him being a dinosaur is cool enough.
So why is Dinger a dinosaur? Well, for starters, when the Rockies Stadium Coors Field was under construction, crews actually dug up a dinosaur bone. Brady O'Neill supervises special events for the Rockies and handles all of Dinger's scheduling. He says given the bone finding and the Rocky Mountains' prehistoric history, a dinosaur mascot made a lot of sense.
The first ever Triceratops that was found anywhere in the world was actually found where Auraria campus is. So we are a hotbed of dinosaur activity. We are a dinosaur graveyard, the state of Colorado, and the area around us.
The Rockies held a naming contest for its new mascot, and the fans chose Dinger, which makes sense because it's a slang term for a home run.
This ball hit well to center field, and it is gone!
One of the biggest criticisms aimed at Dinger, other than the fact that he reminds some people of Barney, is that he doesn't do a lot of crazy antics, like when the Philadelphia Phillies Philly fanatic messes around with fans, or the Denver Nuggets Rocky flings basketballs toward the net from half court. Dinger just kind of keeps more of a low profile during games. Dan Price runs Adrenaline. It's a Denver-based company that does branding for sports organizations. He played a role in bringing Rocky to the Nuggets a couple decades back, but he says Dinger is a different animal, pardon the pun.
I think he has a different presence. I think he has a different personality. And maybe that was what was important to the team, was they didn't want this competition between mascots. They just wanted to go down a different path and come up with something unique, and they did that very well.
8-year-old Eva agrees.
He's funny.
Why is he funny?
When I see him on the field, he does funny moves.
But Eva's grandma, Jill Melton, says she'd like the Rockies to go back to the drawing board and come up with something new.
Maybe, mountains. I don't know. Maybe a mountain lion. Yeah, mountain goat. That would be good.
What'd you say?
Mountain goat.
Mountain lion, mountain goat. There's a few ideas out there for Dinger replacements, but the Rockies aren't going to change mascots anytime soon. So, love him or hate him, the debate over Dinger the dinosaur is in no danger of going extinct, especially if the Rockies roar into the playoffs. For Here and Now, I'm Vic Vella in Denver.